the Friday edition of What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. Hi, everybody. Glad you're out there. Phone number 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hang on to your hat. Holy buck. I was just looking at some of these forecasts for tonight, especially in the oil patch. We're talking wind gusts up to like 49 miles an hour.
They'll be shutting rigs down.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and wet and thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe. They're sort of moving west to east right now, so we'll keep tabs, keep tabs, T-A-B-S, on all of that for you. It is a Normal or Nuts Friday. Here's some of our Normal or Nuts questions. The New Deal proposed to get the Democrats to the table to negotiate on all the fixes that Republicans propose is... Okay, the government stays shut down while we talk. Meanwhile, we'll give you a debt ceiling, extension for 6 weeks to November. Normal or nuts? Thumbs up or thumbs down? You tell us. How about the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service using the government shutdown to say, off limits? Sorry, folks. We're going to take 150,000 acres of wildlife acreage and normally open to public hunting and shut it down. Normal or nuts? Tell us what you think and what should be done about it. Also, truckers are headed for D.C. The truckers planning to disrupt traffic and commerce this weekend to express displeasure with Congress and the Obama administration. Not sanctioned by any, traditional truckers association, but some truckers themselves have rallied together. If you know about this effort, if you think it's good, bad, indifferent, let us know. Is it normal or not? You tell us at 800.
And I'll throw one more in there that goes back to the land deal. The feds, this administration right now are saying that if states want to go ahead and open up that land, you can pay for it. You can pay for what is supposed to be our bill, and we'll let it go. You can open up whatever you want. So now the federal government's trying to hold states hostages under the guise of, well, you know, if you want the land open, feel free.
That's nuts. Gary Crosby, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Back to the calls.
Yes, good morning, guys. Hey, I was just thinking about this government, the shutdown here, and all these workers that are getting full back pay once the government reopens. You know, if they're getting full back pay, why are they just home, sitting at home doing nothing? They're going to get paid anyway. I mean, this is another just an egregious waste of money.
That's why I don't understand why Senator Heitkamp doesn't have her office open like Congressman Cramer does, because he said, hey, our folks are working. They're going to get paid. It's just obviously going to come later. So he's working, and he has other folks working. So
what is the cost to the government to keep federal lands open for pheasant hunters? I mean, is it the warden's pay, or what is it? To me, it's a malicious act by these Democrats just to inflict as much pain as possible on the American people. I mean, it's nothing but malice is what it is.
Gary, thanks for the phone call. And think of this one. Here's some more food for thought. Federal prison guards, they're mandated to show up to work because it's in the public interest. Federal prison guards have to show up to work. They're not getting paid, but they do have to show up to work. You know who is getting paid? The prisoners. Comes from a different fund. So the federal prison guards who are guarding the prisoners are doing it for free right now, and the prisoners are receiving a check. Let's go to Steve in Williston. Steve, what's on your mind today?
My question is, when Obamacare went to the Supreme Court and they were talking about it being unconstitutional, was that before or after Congress decided that it didn't apply to them? Because the way I understand it, the Congress can't put laws in place that affect them and not us, or us and not them. So how is that not constitutional now?
And I don't think, we've talked about that one a lot, but Congress didn't do that. That was a administrative move. So, and by the way, one of the proposals to avert a government shutdown, you may remember, was to say, everybody's equal. Let's change Obamacare. They first tried to defund it altogether, didn't work. Then a one-year delay, and then they came back with say, enough of this. You're exempt. You're not exempt. We're all in it together. And of course, Senate won't vote on that. But
well, they don't want that because that equates to votes. When you start eliminating the labor unions and the different avenues of votes, traditional Democratic strongholds for votes, when they don't want it, you're going to eliminate those votes. Well, they don't want to eliminate those votes. They're trying to protect those votes. That reeks. That absolutely reeks to me.
But they did not vote on what outrages you and outrages me, Steve, that some are exempt from it. That wasn't a congressional vote. That was done by the administration.
But still, I mean, because it was run through and it applies to us, but it doesn't apply to them. Doesn't that technically make it unconstitutional? I mean, that's the way it looks to me, at least.
I hear you. I I have to say, I think that's one of the reasons that it's worth this shot at saying, okay, give you a debt ceiling extension for 6 weeks, come to the table, and invite the C-SPAN cameras in, as much sunshine as possible on every one of these issues, chapter and verse.
Absolutely.
It's better than where we're at now, which is no. I think it's worth a shot. It's my take anyway. Appreciate your call, Steve. Thanks. Linda Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I've been working at Dorothy Day Food Pantry over in Moorhead for the last couple of years volunteering, and I have seen so many people coming in the last year. The working poor are hurt so much by having their hours cut to 30 hours. If they can't make their bills, they're coming in to see us. If they're managing to get two jobs, they're having to get a lot of times childcare that'll work around the crazy schedules. It's really, really hurting them. My husband works for a major company in town, and they're hiring interns for positions that would have been full-time because they don't have to pay for insurance. And at the end of their internship, then they have to retrain people, and they're going to lose productivity because of it. My daughter works for a grocery store chain in town. She's a college student. Next summer, she won't be able to get extra hours like she would have in the past. She's going to have to look for a second job. And in spite of the fact she's been a good worker there for 2 years, it's gotten really, really crazy. And I got fed up with it. I've decided my family and my friends have heard me rant and rave enough. And I sent Heidi Heidkamp a whole bunch of coupons. I just decided if that's the way the rest of us are having to make ends meet right now, we're pinching our pennies and dealing with coupons, she deserved a whole bunch of them to maybe help budget things out a little bit better.
Good for you, Linda. I appreciate the tenacity there.
Well, Linda, you can send me coupons, too, because I could use them.
Well, there's lots in the paper, and you can get them online. I wish the government would take advantage of.
Linda, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Paul up in near Tioga. Where are you calling from, Paul?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I agree with her. I think we should send the whole government to work on coupons, but I think they already are.
Are you there, Paul?
Yeah, I am.
Keep your radio down. Yep, keep your radio down. It'll be easier to chat with us. What else is on your mind, Paul?
I just wanted to make comments on Cramer saying that, you know, we're not bowing down to President Obama. We opened this government back up, which I think they're just on vacation anyway, but we open it back up. He does not negotiate. Why does he have to? He's got it back open, and you think in 6 weeks the Republicans are going to shut it back down again?
Well, as I understand, the government will not reopen. The government will remain shut down while the negotiations happen. So their victory is in getting them to the table. Then they lay out what they want before they agree to reopening the government and funding it. The only thing that they will agree to short term is the debt ceiling increase, but that's just till November 22nd. Government stays shut down as part of this proposal.
All through the 6 weeks.
Well, yeah, until they get some sort of, you know, I hope it's on Obamacare. I mean, listen to that. Listen to Linda and the impact that the one person is feeling. You're hearing it over and over and over again. You know, I'd love to see them add that 1 year delay in there just to have this, this breather. Paul, appreciate
That's
the
right.
call. Steve, you're traveling along 94 today. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, morning, guys. Couple of quick things. First of all, they are nuts to shut down waterfowl production areas. I've hunted them for years. I have never been checked by a federal warden. That's who has jurisdiction over that. So they're around. I don't know if they're considered essential or not. The only time I've been checked on a federal waterfowl production area is by a North Dakota game warden in the ditch along a county road as you make access to said waterfowl production area. So the concept that it's costing the government money and those lands need to be shut down is pure propaganda. Absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It's nuts. And one more thing, and I apologize for my ignorance on this, but did someone read Robert's opinion with regard to Obamacare? Okay, fine. He changed the law and called it a tax instead of a fine to make it, quote, constitutional. But in doing that, did
Steve, hold on one second. We're up against a break. We'll come back and let you finish your comments after the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hunt with Heroes. This pheasant opener. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zealand, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2, with great prizes including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zealand, or online now at StopSmellNow.com, or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zealand City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zealand, North Dakota, for this pheasant opener.
In North Dakota, water is a precious resource. That's why giving water new life through recycling is important. Learn how North Dakota is using new ways to recycle and conserve water by attending the Garrison Diversion Water Reuse and Recycling Conference, Wednesday, October 16th at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Register by calling the Garrison Diversion at 701-652-3194. That's 701-652-3194.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. The extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130.
Challenge for landowners that own land that border all this so-called federal land. I say they should all go get signs that say open for hunting and let everybody in that's completely surrounding all them federal lands and hunt all they want. Tell the feds that, you know, where they could go with it. Have a good day.
Where they could go with it? What do you think he's suggesting there? I have to think about that one. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve, traveling 94 today. Your point, I believe, was on the Roberts Court.
Yeah, and you know, again, I don't pretend to be a constitutional law expert, but did his opinion, and I'm asking this question. So he comes down and says instead of it being a, quote, fine, he changed it to be a, quote, tax, and therefore it didn't violate the Constitution, the Commerce Clause, which made it constitutional. But the argument going into this before he made that declaration was that the bill was allowed to originate in the Senate because it was not a revenue bill and not a tax bill. Well, by changing the penalty from a fine to a tax, you have now made it a revenue bill, and does the Constitution or does it not plainly state with a black line, not a dotted line, that revenue bills cannot originate in the Senate? And if that's the case, did his opinion address that now that he changed it from a penalty to a tax? Does that make sense?
Very much so, and they're changing the rules on the way. And then that's from a...
So my question is, if he did not address the fact that it started in the Senate and it's now a tax bill, could you not petition the court to rehear the case based on it originated in the wrong body? Or did he already address that?
No, and that's happening. There's another lawsuit what is it called again? I can't remember. CISL versus U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, filed by one of the outside groups, Pacific Legal Foundation, is looking to do that. The point is, though, by the time they settle that question you raise, that has been raised previous about this, that was the head scratcher of that whole opinion. You know, we're going to be too far down the path to you know, implementing this thing, or you know.
But if that got to the court, that is pretty black and white, is it not? That one I don't see the wiggle room in. Maybe I'm wrong.
Thanks for the phone call.
I'm with you. We got to wait. Yeah. We got to wait to get the answer to find out if we're wrong on the wiggle room or not. Thanks, Steve.
Let's get back to our phone calls. Tom in Devil's Lake. Tom, what's on your mind today?
John
in Grand Forks. John, go ahead. Okay. Let's go to Dan and Streeter. I know Dan will always talk.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've got some of the federal wildlife stuff property adjoining ours, and there's no signs posted on that. So I guess they don't want to come all the way out here. But I just got off the phone. I called, tried to call Senator Heitkamp's office in D.C., and it just rang and rang, and I've made a bunch of different calls. I finally called one of her local offices. Last 4 digits, AB30. I don't remember if it's a Grand Forks or the Fargo. I actually spoke to somebody there, and, you know, they just basically and we'll take your information and pass it along to the senator, which I doubt. But, you know, at least there was somebody there working. You know, my thing was, is if they're getting paid, they already know they're getting paid. Her staff should be there, and she should be working. You know, Hovind's office, and I called and talked to a guy in D.C. and, you know, basically expressed my concern that, you know, his moderate stance, and he's not really supporting, you know, Cruz and those kinds of guys. And, you know, we actually had a nice little discussion back and forth. And so, you know, at least they're answering their phones and, you know, they're at least working.
What office did you get through, did you say, to Senator Heitkamp?
The last 4 digits were 8030. I don't know, because I have...
Okay, that's
I have
a Fargo.
Her Bismarck. I have her Fargo, her Bismarck. I have all of her local offices on my phone, so I just called one of them. I don't know which one it was. So there's actually... I had to let it ring about 20 times. I just sat there, and I was going to be stubborn until somebody picked it up or it dropped me. You know, so it just rang and rang and rang and rang and rang. And supposedly she's supposed to be on some call-in show tomorrow. I don't want to, it's a different station, so I don't want to give them a plug. So we should pull
up their
phone.
She doesn't think enough of the What's on Your Mind listeners to come on the program, which is unfortunate because it is the most listeners of any program on the air in North Dakota. But maybe that's Maybe that fits. 701-232-8030 is the Fargo office. That was the one you called. I just found it here. 701-232-8030. Thanks, Dan. I hope folks get some answers on this latest outrage, sticking it to hunters over the federal lands. Appreciate the call. Let's see who is next. You're Bob in Fergus Falls. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning. You know, on the list of adjectives to describe our government and all the cronies there, we can add the word vindictive to shut down, you know, Lincoln Memorial, put barricades up and things, and to deny the things that we pay for and that heroes have fought for. That really says a lot about who they are, and if we didn't know enough already. And, you know, kids who in schools who plan events and years in advance, fundraisers to go there, and then they're going to be denied because of this vindictiveness. You know, if we didn't have enough wake-up calls already, this is an opportunity for everybody to get involved, because we can't let things like this slide.
And not enough people are involved. Yeah, not enough people are involved.
I think we're a lot of us are just getting worn out by it all. But it is vindictive, it is wrong, and you're right, Bob. I mean, it's time for folks to wake up. And I just think this latest one now with, you know, open, you know, thousands of acres of hunting land that nobody, as somebody said earlier, you never see anybody anyway in the way of a federal game warden, and all of a sudden, oh, no, you can't go there? That's totally vindictive. You picked the right word there for sure. Thanks for the call. Let's get one more in here before the break here, huh, Steve?
Brad in Belfield, what's on your mind today? Brad, are you there?
Yep.
Go ahead, Brad. What's in your mind?
I was just curious. How come Heidi Heitkamp, have you ever offered her to be on your show?
Weekly.
And another thing, what kind of impact do you think this will have on the next election? I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, Senator Heitkamp gets weekly offers to come on the show, and all we get from her office is, our schedule's full, up, we're too busy, can't make it, sorry, not this week. Quite often, multiple offers per the week. For some strange reason, she does show up on other shows, and take that for what it's worth. If you consider that as a listener of this program, which is a statewide program, that it's a slight to you, call her office and let her know.
What was his other question?
And
I'll answer the other question as soon as I think of it, which will have to be on the other side of the break.
Outside the break.
And we're also going to tell you about the Wounded Warriors Family Freedom Concert going on in Zeeland tomorrow. Great place for a hero's hunt. We'll tell you about that coming up, too, so don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A place you can truly relax and enjoy. You'll love the condominiums. They're 2 and 3 bedrooms, loaded up with all the amenities. There's beautiful classic and Lakeview hotel rooms as well. And I tell you what, this facility is just loaded. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. Patio seating to enjoy a great fall supper. Copper Dora Veda Spa. The Chase's bowling alley is a blast. Indoor heated pool and hot tub. And, of course, all kinds of activities indoors and out at Chase on the Lake. Experience Minnesota's newest and finest northern Minnesota resort for a great deal in September or October. Stay any Sunday through Thursday night. If you book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath plastic condo, you'll get your second night free. Buy one, get one. Just use the promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com, or when you call Chase on the Lake. Here's the toll-free telephone number, 888-242-7306. 888-242-7306, and tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In your mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Normal or Nuts Friday, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get back to your phone calls after we get back to our guests, which is after we get back to Brad's question. Scott, you remember the question.
Well, the second part of his question was, what impact do you think it'll have on the elections? What's happening right now? And, you know, that's, of course, what the media establishment's consumed with, cheerleading the fact that Republican numbers have come down, that they were, you know, ticking upward, and now they've come back down where they have like a 53% disapproval. Nobody mentions that Barack Obama's approval is down to 37%. So basically, in general, you know, people are fed up with politicians. And to the extent, obviously, there's more Republicans than Democrats in the House, that probably will, be difficult. Although I would say the way the districts are now, most of the districts are, there's not a lot of swing districts left. So it's just too early to tell on any of that. I really think the key thing is conservatives want some fight, want some pushback in this. I think the Republican leadership says we've only got so much. We got a minority in the Senate and only a majority in the House. And the question is how they use that, and that's why I think this current back and forth will be very important.
The one thing I would say about this next election, and more so than any other time, I think there's an opening for a lot of fresh faces to get into politics. If you can circumvent the system and get fresh faces into politics, it's always an uphill battle trying to beat an incumbent. I think now, more than ever, that window's open a little bit more. If people want to get involved in the process, I think there's a bigger avenue for fresh faces to get to Washington.
And we have an email from a listener saying, why waste your time calling Senator Heitkamp's office? So she's not up for election for 4 years. It won't make a difference. That's the exact kind of attitude. I mean, I applaud people like Dan, who called earlier and said, I let it ring till somebody answered. You know, I guarantee you, if enough North Dakotans have the tenacity to find her on the phone or when she's back and say, you know, hey, this is ridiculous. What would, you know, this vindictive tactics. What was the term that one of our earlier callers came up with?
Vindictive.
Was it vindictive?
Yeah, it was vindictive.
Added to the list. Need to stop. Something will happen there. Let's squeeze in Ed and Stanley before we chat with Daryl Wolf about the Big Zealand Freedom Concerts happening this weekend, a hero's hunt. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But Ed and Stanley wanted to weigh in. Up to the oil patch we go. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, good. Brandon, the reason Heidi won't come on the show is because the first day of your guys' show, your boss spanked him on her brother on the radio. Well, she won't come on your show.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, I remember the first day when your boss came on, and he told it the way it was, and he's a good man. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, again, she doesn't have to like Scott Hannon or Steve Bakken or, you know, the gentleman you're referring to as Jim Lowe. any of us. It's about you, Ed, in Stanley, and Don in Minot, and Mark in Grand Forks, and Bruce in Brantford, and, you know, I mean, it's about the listeners. We're, you know, as you hear when members of Congress are on, whether it's Senator Hoeven or Congressman Kramer, people from all across North Dakota call with questions. So that's what we're suggesting.
And we always run that as an open forum, too. We let them know if they're going to come on, they're going to take calls. You know, there's very few occasions, if there's a time constraint, that they can't take calls. You know, that's the opportunity to connect with their constituents, the people of North Dakota. You know, is that the other question? Is somebody afraid of taking calls? Well, Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer, they're not afraid to take calls. Maybe that's the issue.
A bunch of other folks want to weigh in on the topics of the day. We'll get to you in a moment here. I do not want to keep our friend Daryl Wolf waiting any longer because he's a busy man, and he's getting set for the big Freedom Concert to benefit Wounded Warrior families in Zeeland, North Dakota, bringing some heroes down to do some hunting this weekend. I mean, they've got a full slate of activities all kinds of contests and trap shoots and hunts with heroes, and then a big concert tomorrow night in Zeeland, North Dakota, that gets underway at 7 o'clock from StopSmellNow.com, that innovative Zeeland, North Dakota product. Daryl Wolf. Daryl, how you doing?
Excellent, excellent. I'm actually on my way to the airport to pick up Michael Lust and the guys that are performing down there.
So this has been quite the undertaking, and, of course, I think you first joined us about a month or so ago to announce you wanted to do it, and it's just continued to grow and grow and grow. Tell folks why they ought to be in Zeeland, North Dakota, and what you all got planned this weekend.
What we got going on is I know Steve and Scott are coming down to hunt with some heroes this weekend, and we got actually a couple more spots. If there is any vets out there that would like to come hunting, we got a lot of pheasants for you guys. Give us a call or give Steve or Scott a call and say, hey, I want to hunt with you guys, and we'll fit you in. At 8 o'clock in the morning, what we got, we're 8 to 8, 9, we're taking some Wounded Warriors hunting with Scott and Steve. And 100 extra retrievers out of Zeeland is donating his dogs. We've got some great dogs that are going to be hunting with us. We're going to hunt until about noon, 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got a youth trap shoot for 17 and under. And then we also got an all-adult trap shoot at the same time. And the first prize for the youth is a brand-new Mossberg shotgun. And for the first prize for the adults is an 870 Remington. That starts at 2 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, I've had Bob Sterling excavate and donated some hogs to the fire department. And we are going to have an old-fashioned hog roast at 5 o'clock. And we're basically, we got the hogs, we're roasting them tonight. We're having that at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, come out and meet Steve Scott and Rusty Ord will be there. And Mark Freedom Poet will be there. We've got two great singers that are performing. National actor Michael Lush will be down there performing. And we also are doing an auction. If anybody's got any auction items that they want to donate and have us auction off at 9 o'clock that night, we are auctioning off all our stuff that we got for the Wounded Warriors. This is a great organization that you should believe in, and this is a patriotic day. I want everybody to come out, even if you come out for an hour or two, just to meet some great Wounded Warriors. Come meet some of the guys from 1100 The Flag. They've been working hard on this, getting this put together. And they're great people. So I would like everybody to come out and support the Wounded Warriors. We also got a one-of-a-kind flag guitar donated by Loretta Lynn and Randy Travis with their signatures on it that we're going to be raffling off.
Hey, Daryl, tell us a little bit about the concert and how the music side of this came together.
But the music side, what happened was, is Michael Lust sings a song that Rusty Ord, which is a Wounded Warrior Purple Heart recipient out of Fargo, North Dakota, he sings that song that Rusty Ord sings. And what happened was they contacted me and said, hey, I believe Michael believes in this. Nashville believes in this. Michael's been singing with Loretta Lynn for 15 years. Loretta Lynn works really hard with Wounded Warriors. And they wanted to come up and do something for North Dakota and for the Wounded Warriors. And so we've got the national act coming up. It starts at 7 o'clock. We've got Mark Freedom Poet's going to be the MC, and he's going to be also we've got some great speakers coming to show. What are we doing? Showing our patriotic pride to the Wounded Warriors, to the vets. This isn't just Wounded Warriors. It's also all the vets. Come out when you're green. You're full-dressed blues if you want. Support us. Support the Wounded Warriors.
And I tell you what, it's really one thing after another has come together. You've had a lot of folks step forward and donate some support to the Wounded Warrior families as a result of announcing that this was happening as well, too, haven't you, Daryl?
Absolutely. I've got a local farmer, Susan and Leon Ziegler, donated a shotgun for the trap shoot. We got another guy that's donated a shotgun for the trap shoot. Like Bob's doing yesterday, he's the mayor of Zealand. He called me up and goes, Daryl, let's do a pig roast for it and help the fire department. The fire department wants to do some stuff. Weird thing about it, last week, Hooters, general manager of Hooters called me up and said, hey, you guys need bartenders. So we've actually got some Hooters people coming down, Hooters girls, and the general manager to support Wounded Warriors. They're going to be bartending that night. We got a full bar, and they're going to help bartend. All ages are welcome. It's a lot of neat things. The McIntosh County Sheriff's Department donated some of their time. They're going to help out and do some stuff. And like I said, the phone doesn't stop. I had a gal from Mandan, when I was on the radio yesterday, called me up and goes, I got this American flag I just crocheted. Would you want to pick it up? I said, absolutely. We're auctioning that off. I got two other guitars that are going to be auctioning off. People called us about. So like I said, the response has been great. But if anybody else got any auction items they want to donate, and we'll give you recognition, let us know. And if you want, if there's any vets out there that want to come hunting, let us know. We'll fit you in. We want to do everything for the Wounded Warriors and the vets, not just the Wounded Warriors. We want to get people involved in this. And this is the first annual with 1,100 flag on this, and we want to do it a few years. And let's get it going.
Bruce, traveling I-29 is a question for our guest, Daryl Wolf here. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, yeah, well, could I, I'd like to start depending on that guitar. Could I do that?
The guitar is, you can buy a raffle ticket at Stop Smell Now for that. And Rusty actually donated another guitar. And what we're going to do is we're going to be, give me a call offline. They'll give you my number. Give me a call, and I'll let you know who's on the other guitars. We've got some, like I said, every day people are calling saying, hey, I want this to donate. I've got a whole bunch of national acts on another guitar that we're going to be auctioning off. And the Loretta Lynn guitar is a one-of-a-kind. It's got an American flag on it. You go on our website, take a look at it. It's a beautiful guitar. But, yeah, you can buy it. It's right on vine.
I wanted to start the bidding at $500. I'll offer $500 right now.
That'll work. That'll work.
Right. Bruce, why don't you hang on, and we'll get your information to and get you in on the auction item bidding there. And Daryl, folks want to call you about any other auction items or getting raffle tickets and tickets for the concert. By the way, you can always go to the website stopsmellnow.com under the Wounded Warriors family link along the left hand side. You can find all the information about everything going on. But how can they get a hold of you?
You can give me a call on my cell phone at 701-851-0023. That's 701-851-0023. It's just like I said, it's just amazing the response we're getting. People are coming out. You got to hear the concert. We got a great people coming. We got a DJ that's going to be down there actually doing music too. The whole street's going to be, we got different things going on all day long. So if you got any questions, I'm free to talk to anybody anytime. Call me, and then we'll get you guys, we'll get everything put together.
Great cause, and folks, get down there just to meet Rusty Ord. It'll be worth it. Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War vet, and guy got an age waiver to get in the Guard and serve his country. A traumatic brain injury from a bomb explosion in Iraq, and has suffered with those injuries since, and just a tireless defender of vets and vets issues. Started this great Wounded Warrior families because he wanted more of the bucks to get to the folks that need it. So it's a great cause, and it'll be a great day in Zeeland, North Dakota. So hope folks get a chance to take it all in. Daryl, thanks so much for all your hard work on this and all the folks that have been helping you there. What a great event for Zeeland, North Dakota. It'll be lots of fun. Take care.
Thank you, and thanks, 1100 flag.
StopSmellNow.com, by the way, on the website. If you want to get more information on that, or give him a call. Okay, we'll get back to your calls. Excuse me. After this short timeout on a Normal or Nuts Friday edition of What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the sign off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Hi, this is John at Fargo. Doesn't IDI Camp have to ask her brother what she should do before she contacts the president? That's all. Thank you.
Well, I would hope a seated senator in Washington wouldn't have to resort to that, but I guess who knows. Let's get back to the phone calls. What's in your mind quickly, because we've got full phone lines. We're trying to get them all in on a normal or nuts Friday, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Dave and Dickinson, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. Quick question. Is Barack Obama head of the military?
Commander-in-Chief is one of the duties of the president.
Commander-in-Chief, yeah. Is he Commander-in-Chief of the military?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, that's one of his duties.
All right. As dereliction of his duties with wireless tapping and all of that, he is in dereliction of his duties and should be relieved of command, court-martialed, and put in prison. You don't wait to impeach him or go through that proceedings. Let's go through the military proceedings.
But what would be the legal basis for it, Dave?
The legal basis, violation of the Constitution that he's sworn to uphold.
Okay, but in which particular offense? What are you talking about? What's the clear-cut case?
Violating people's rights by wiretapping, spying on people.
Well, again, that's a law, right? So you couldn't hold him to that. I mean,
who says that's the constitutional law?
Now, if it's been violated, obviously there's a law that allows. Okay, if we have reason to believe, in other words. Long and the short of the surveillance program as we know it is that, okay, the data, the raw numbers, this number called that number on this time of day goes into a database, okay, and it's held there. Now, if Dave and Dickinson later is suspected to be dealing something on a terrorist, they're going to go back into that database and pull that out and say, who did Dave call and when did he call? Okay? So, in other words, no one's eavesdropping and listening into who Dave's calling, trying to hope that if you're later suspected and a court approves that you can have that information pulled, then they unearth it. So, and again, that was all part of a previous administration and has continued under the Obama administration. So I'm not sure that's the one. Now, were there abuses like the IRS example or other areas where we see some signs of abuse? That ought to be fully investigated. Then maybe you've got some. I don't know if you have something yet is all I'm saying.
Dave, an interesting tack, though. That's something I had not thought about, so thanks for the phone call. Joe in Watertown, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'll give you one for sure, and that's violating the First Amendment. I don't know if you guys read the article. David Sanger, who was 20 years with the New York Times, certainly not a conservative publication, came out and basically said, this is the most closed control freak administration I've ever covered. His suppliers, actually, and he had the guts to print it, said, I love you, Dave, but don't email me, don't chat with me until this all blows over. They're scared to death. And the administration with Holder as the attorney general, they're just coming after people, and there goes the First Amendment. But take a look at that article. David Sanger was the guy that wrote it.
New York Times columnist.
And here's his exact quote. This is the most closed control freak administration I've ever covered. Yeah, and so that's I saw some. I forget where I saw that somebody reported on his comments, and I don't remember where it was at, but. He's right. That was said by a longtime reporter. All right. You want to hear about Obamacare impacts? Listen to this call that came in during the break.
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I just want to make a comment about this so-called Affordable Care Act and the impact it's going to make on me personally. The amount it's going to jump my premiums and deductibles is to the amount of two house payments a month, basically. I had plans on putting new windows in my house and new shingles on my house this year, this coming summer, because it needs them, but I am not going to be able to afford to do that anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a vehicle with 200,000 miles on it. It's my own vehicle, not my wife's, that I use to go back and forth to work with. That needs to be upgraded. I need to get a new vehicle to replace it. Well, I am not going to be able to afford payments on a different vehicle, so I don't know. I'm going to have to scratch up some money to piece it together to keep it going for a while longer. I don't know if these people understand what kind of negative impact this so-called Affordable Health Care Act is going to make.
Well, I tell you what, more calls like that, and they will, for sure. Appreciate the call very much.
Slide one more in here quickly. Kurt and Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, fellas.
How are you, Kurt?
Oh, good. You guys weren't flying any black helicopters last night, were you?
No,
not me.
Holy smokes, this impeachment talk. That last guy. All these experts on the Constitution, please do us a favor out here and challenge some of these guys. It's getting absolutely ridiculous. I didn't know North Dakotians were as whiny as we are. This is ridiculous. Impeachment? For crying out loud. We've got bigger problems than to talk about things that are never going to happen. Wake up, folks.
Kurt, we'll leave it there as our final word on a Friday edition, normal or not. He says impeachment talk is nuts.
It is nuts.
Tell us what you think. That's what we do. Find out what's on your mind. Steve, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Happy hunting, everybody. Be safe out there. And
welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.